So today we're going to talk about how to give your business a personality. One way to attract customers is to create a personality for your business. This is called your brand. Now, the idea is that customers will then continue to buy from your business because they have an emotional connection to it, almost as if your business were a friend. Think Stanley. Think about what kind of person you would like your business to be. Think about your the character traits for your business. What kind of human being would it be? Would it be approachable, calm, friendly? Would your business be family loving? Would your business be tough, like one of those Ford trucks? Would it be successful, like a stock market trader? Would it be cozy, like a beautiful couch? Would it be athletic and fast, like a Nike Just Do It? Would it be influential, thoughtful, outdoorsy, competent, informal, sincere, fun-loving, kind, exciting, serious, sophisticated, youthful? You get the idea. So let's just say, for example, Ahan wants his cafe to be cozy and approachable brand. So he has that vision. I want a business with that kind of personality, cozy and approachable. And he wants his customers to get this impression. He wants to build his brand every time they have contact with his business. So for example, the name of his business, since his personality of the business is cozy and approachable, the name of his business is informal. Let's say Ahan's Place. The next thing is logo. His logo has to be simple and represent a business that's distinctive and is personable and approachable. So maybe he has a picture of a beautiful cup of coffee with his thing as Pop In Pals, Ahan's Place. And the font that he uses for everything in his business, whether it's an advertisement or it's a sign on his stall, Ahan's going to make sure that that font represents a cozy and approachable brand. So he has to pick a casual font. And the furniture inside that business has to also represent what he wants for his brand, cozy and approachable. So maybe the furniture and the lighting and the decoration is comfy and homey. Warm colors will then secure that old idea of cozy and approachable. So when you think about it, the brand for your business tells people what you want them to experience. And it also helps you design and make decisions. So let's say Luna's going to make beautiful wooden bowls. And if that business was a person, Luna might be saying, I want my business to be natural and classy. So what would the name of her business be? She could call it Luna's Crafts or Luna's Woodwork. Well, then maybe what would her logo be? Her logo could be, let's see, if she wants classy, right? And she wants something natural, handcrafted by Luna, something along those lines, right? So I think you get the idea that brands are when you basically take your personality of your business and everything you do centers around that. So when you are thinking about your business, ask yourself, if my business were a person, what would the character traits I would want? I want you to think about the Ford 150, all the commercials on that truck. Ford tough. And then they have a commercial with the Ford truck going across all these very difficult roads, uphills, downhills. And then this really tough guy gets out of the truck, Ford tough. And so their brand messaging is they wanted their particular product to be tough, all right? So in order for you to do that, you're going to have to make sure you understand what is the personality of my business, and then that is your brand.